And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Kawhi Leonard is not happy, but he's still his fun guy self. Number one pick, Anthony Edwards, is also a fun guy. He's ballin' and he went boom again. Alexei Pokuševski can do more than have awkward draft day photos and be skinny. He can play too. And the Warriors look like they can upset a team in the playoffs like the West used to try to do against them. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Monday, March 15th. Good morning. It felt a little different watching NBA basketball this past weekend. There are about 2,000 to 4,000 fans in many arenas. The broadcasters could feel it and were commenting on it. There was one point where Hawks sideline reporter Kelly Kroll said there were some standing ovations for players. What? Yeah, I guess that happens. I guess that happens in minor league baseball stadiums where there's not 20,000 fans. Anyways, there was no fans in Minnesota. But that didn't matter to Anthony Edwards. Damian Lillard in Portland came to town, but it was all about the number one pick. He had another huge dunk. Roll that thing, JD. He went boom on Robert Covington. Not quite the dunk of the year that he had against the Toronto Raptors, but Anthony Edwards is making headlines for huge jams. But more importantly for the Wolves, the ball was in his hands down the stretch. He was the one making plays, and he was hitting big three after big three after big three and doing Carmelo Anthony's big three celebration right in his face. He hit a career-high 6 threes to fuel his career-high of 34 points. Check the number one stats the last 7 games, the number one pick stats the last 7 games. 34, 21, 27, 19, 24, 21, and 21. Edwards is this team's future. Hopefully he and Karl Anthony Towns can make it work. D'Angelo Russell is out. When he comes back, he's going to have to learn to play around Anthony Edwards. He's got no choice. New head coach Chris Finch is playing the young guys. There was a comparison on the broadcast that Jim Peterson made between Anthony Edwards and Jimmy Butler. At first I said, no way. Jimmy Butler's one of the hardest working guys in the NBA. But they said their confidence is very similar. And it's true. You watch the Minnesota Timberwolves broadcast, they have those in-game videos that happen. Anthony Edwards said at one point, he said, I'm fun. I'm a great time. That's a Jimmy Butler type of quote. I'm a great time. And then he had this quote on the debate over the number one pick. He said, whoever is still talking about that, they can just kick rocks. What 19-year-old says they can just kick rocks? I love that quote. As a 39-year-old, gosh, I love that quote. Thanks to John Krasinski for transcribing that tweet. Edwards got Damian Lillard's jersey after the game and was crowing about it on Instagram. Lillard had a quiet 38 like he always does. Moving on, Utah and Golden State. This is a potential 1-8 matchup in the Western Conference. It's a flip of a few years ago when teams were trying to knock off the Warriors. People were saying, well, maybe the Jazz could be that team. They play great perimeter defense. Well, flip it. Golden State would be very confident if they met in the postseason. The Warriors were ready to play against the West's best team on Sunday. They're ready to scramble defensively. They've got the 7th best defense, quietly, in the NBA. And you got to scramble against the Jazz. They've got so many weapons. And the Warriors got contributions from so many guys. Andrew Wiggins on the break, operating the pick and roll with 3 shooters. He had 28 points. James Wiseman, the number 2 pick, he's back, balling off the bench. He had 18. Draymond Green had a triple-double, was playing great defensively, and Draymond Green was well-behaved because Rudy Gobert came into the lane, and Draymond Green, he could have hit Rudy Gobert right in the face, but he didn't. He didn't. He could have followed through right on Draymond Green's face, or right on Rudy Gobert's face, but well-behaved Draymond Green. He's in playoff mode. The Warriors are playing their young guys, Wiseman, Jordan Poole, Nico Mannion. Steve Kerr putting a lot of trust in the team, and they are definitely producing. They are number 1 in assists in the NBA. Yeah, that's why I kind of hearken back to the last few years with the Warriors. Yeah, no, they don't have Durant, but this team passes the ball like they used to in the golden days of a few years ago. They had a 30-plus assist night. Much credit to that. Has to go to Stephen Curry, who just turned 33 on Sunday. Happy belated to Steph. Credit to Steve Kerr, what he's got going on in Golden State. Steve Nash is doing something similar in Brooklyn. And this really has nothing to do with anything in this game. But since we're talking about coaches here a little bit, when Charles Barkley asked Kawhi Leonard on TNT this past week if the coaching change has changed anything in Los Angeles, Kawhi had this to say. I had to squeeze this in for you. Roll it, JD.
Is there anything different, not saying right or wrong, is there anything different with having Ty Lue, the head coach, compared to Doc Rivers?
I mean, yeah, they're two different people.
Speaking of the Clippers, Kawhi was not happy. They got routed by the Pelicans on Sunday night. The Clippers have now dropped to fourth in the West. It was an absolute rout. They are 4-6 over their last 10. They've started the season well. I thought they would be the number one team in the Western Conference, but their inconsistent play has crept back into their habits as it did in the bubble. Kawhi said this after the game. Quote, very concerned. If you want to have a chance at anything, you got to be consistent. Nights where energy is not there, it's all about consistency. That is what makes a team great. This Pelicans-Clippers game, not great. The only good part about it was the legendary Hubie Brown on the call. Oh, yeah, and a Jackson Hayes dunk. His hair flying all over the place as he threw it down on little guy Reggie Jackson. Can you tap your head after you throw it down on a little guy? I don't know, but the photo is very cool as he goes jam over Reggie Jackson. Memphis, OKC. You remember Alexei Pokuševski, the overseas kid drafted, 19 years of age, a legendary draft day photo here, sitting around the table with his family, the skinny Serbian kid, 7 foot, 190 pounds. I can't get over those numbers. 7 foot, 190 pounds, a draft day project. He was in the rotation to start the year, but now he's starting at power forward, had a couple career highs over his last three games as a starter, as you'd expect. And on Sunday, 23 points, 10 boards, and five threes. Five threes were great, but the play that really impressed me was some nasty footwork. As a 7-footer, the scoop, the sort of escape play to throw it off the glass, beautiful footwork, great stuff. OKC beats Memphis. Alexei Pokuševski making headlines. Great to see that here as a 19-year-old kid. That impressed me, but something that hasn't impressed me is the Atlanta Hawks' five-game win streak. Maybe I am a hater, but the Hawks have now won five straight since firing head coach Lloyd Pierce, beating the Cavs in a blowout win. They're definitely a confident bunch. I just can't get excited for it, and I'm in Atlanta. I just not super pumped about it. They beat Miami without Jimmy Butler. You know, it was the first game after firing a coach. Of course, they're going to be pumped. They beat the Orlando Magic, who didn't have three of their starters, had to come back from 19 to do that. They came back from 15 to beat the Raptors, who didn't have three of their starters. Then they beat two teams at the bottom of the standings in the Sacramento Kings and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's their five-game win streak, so people will say, whoa, they did it. They did it. They fired Coach Pierce and they turned things around. I'm not quite sold just yet. Boston, Houston. Boston handled Houston easily like many teams have been able to do. So many. The Rockets have lost 16 games in a row. They have motivation to be bad. They would lose their draft pick if it falls out of the top four. So they want to be one of the four worst teams in the NBA, and they are that right now. They've got plenty of injuries. John Wall is out. Eric Gordon now out for 4 to 6 weeks. Christian Wood is out, of course. Tough being Steven Silas as head coach of the Rockets right now. The Raptors on a losing streak as well. Chicago handled them pretty easily. Toronto now five straight losses. They were at 500. And then Corona protocol has decimated their roster. They're 10th in the East. They hope to get some of their guys back on Wednesday, but Pascal Siakam is out, Fred VanVleet is out, OG Anunoby is out. And it is also 10 days before the trade deadline. I wonder if this recent streak changes the calculus on a potential Kyle Lowry trade. I don't think so, but I do think they were thinking about it in the first place, so I think that still continues over the next 10 days. Couple more scores to go through. Spurs, Sixers. The 76ers routed the Spurs despite Joel Embiid being out the next 2 weeks with a bone bruise. Could have been a lot worse for the Sixers and Joel Embiid. And that injury, last one here, Miami, Orlando, Miami. Continuing to climb the standings, and they continue to skate just by their competition. They have a negative point differential, and they're fourth in the Eastern Conference. They would hold a home court series, and they have a negative point differential. That's kind of bonkers. Jimmy Butler had 29, Terrence Ross had 31, Nikola Vucevic had 38, and Michael Carter-Williams has cool hair. That is it for me. I will be back tomorrow to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Monday, where we will go through the winners and losers of the weekend. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.